Radio Bangkok presents The Legal Eagle. Now, here's Radio Bangkok's own Legal Eagle, Greg Lang.
Well, today we're joined by Mark. Mark, tell us a little bit about yourself before you arrived in Thailand.
Well, I've been in Thailand around 1.5 years now. Prior to that, I lived 11 years in Singapore. And prior to that, I came from the United States.
And so then when you decided to have a career change and become a business owner, why was it Thailand that you chose that, hey, this might be the best place to resettle down? And
Well, I knew I wanted to come to Thailand for a long time. Back in the early 90s, I had come here. We had some business, the company I was working for then, and it looked like a very energetic, opportunistic environment and very good place that matched my interest to what was going on. Unfortunately, working for big companies, you don't get to pick all your assignments. So what I was able to arrange is to be based in Singapore and come here on business trips. And that lasted until the mid-90s, at which point it became more and more difficult to justify coming here since the big companies were really struggling through the economic crisis.
You decided to actually buy a business rather than, say, start one up from scratch. Why that?
I didn't give much thought to starting my own business from scratch. I'd known a lot of people who've done that, and I looked at my own personal characteristics and traits and thought I was much better in terms of growing an existing organization rather than the completely creative side of starting from a complete blank sheet of paper. But that being said, I was a little worried about, you know, what existing businesses that have potential might be for sale. So I was a little bit cautious even going and buying an existing business. But now that I've done it, it certainly suits my characteristics, and I'm very glad I went that route rather than trying to start from the beginning.
I think there's a misconception out there that, well, if it's for sale, it must not be making money.
Yeah.
So many people tend to think that, and one of the things that we know is human reasons that people do go through divorce or partnership disputes,
right,
or relocate. In fact, the person that you bought the business from, why did they sell?
He got too successful, and the business was very profitable, but it was taking an increasingly larger and larger amount of his time, and he was getting pulled away from his family. And he had another business that he was also trying to grow at the same time, and he decided he couldn't do two at the same time. So he picked the one that to keep that he was most interested in. For me, it was just the opposite case, since the business that was for sale is exactly matches my personal interests. It was a very good match. And
what type of business was it?
It's a golf tour company. We do golf tours into Thailand. People wanting to come here for vacation, holiday, leisure, that want to play golf, they
I take it your website then is
golfasian.com.
Which golf course seems to get the most compliments, where people say, wow, I really enjoyed that?
Each city has their own golf course that stands out amongst all the others. But I would say in all Thailand, we probably get the most compliments from Thai Country Club, which is located just about 30 minutes from Bangkok. It's a very exclusive golf club run by the Peninsula Hotel. Unless you're a member or go through a travel agency, you're not allowed to play there. And then the other golf course is Blue Canyon Golf Course in Phuket. That's a golf course where Tiger Woods came and played in 1997. And
you know, Thailand is quite unique as far as it's almost like three countries.
Right.
And one. Phuket's come back with a boom as far as tourism,
even better than before the disaster. So Phuket has been famous for a long time. A lot of people know about Phuket. A lot of people have been there. They have very good infrastructure. We use Phuket particularly for people on the first trip to Thailand. They want an ideal white sandy beach. We arrange a golf holiday in Phuket. Really is a nice, tranquil, tropical island.
Golf bags, when most people bring their own golf clubs, right?
Correct.
Do they have any problems with customs with that or any additional cost?
Normally? It's funny. Actually, they come out before the regular bags.
Oh,
they,
really?
They leave the golf bags at the front of the plane, and then they offload them first on special baggage handling carts. They don't even show up on the main trolley. So normally the golf bags come out first, and then the customs people actually are glad to see golfers come to Thailand.
What nationalities do you find? You obviously help people around the world.
We're probably about 70% Europeans. They're by far the biggest group of people traveling here, not only for our company, I think all travelers and foreigners living in the country, there's a lot, probably Australian, maybe South African, and then equally mixed with some local people like from Hong Kong, Singapore. Strangely enough, Americans are fairly low down on the list of people. On the other hand, it's very inexpensive. So if we're competing with destinations like Orlando, Las Vegas, or Hawaii, more economical to come to Thailand.
One of the things that Thailand's really known for is service as well.
Yeah.
You're talking about a golf course maybe in Las Vegas, which would be a lot more expensive.
A lot more, maybe five times the price.
Yeah. And the quality of the service is what people always are
talking about. One other thing, if you've never played golf with a caddy, you have to come to Thailand to try playing golf. It adds a whole nother dimension to the game. Having a Thai person with you on a round of golf, helping you play the game of golf, giving you advice, information, it's second to none in the world. And people who come here, they go home. They don't know how they're going to play golf when they go home. They say, well, we just got used to having a caddy with us. And the caddy is all of $5 to have a caddy here. You know, if this is for 4.5 hours of golf. They're joking. They joke with you. They give you good tips, pointers, information. You become friends. I've seen plenty of groups walk off the golf course. Literally, the wife is holding hands with her caddy, exchanging telephone numbers. They may both have families. They tell each other about their children, and they become friends. It's amazing. And, you know, of course, if you spend 5 hours with anyone, you're knowing a lot about them.
And that's why they want to book their next trip before they even
exactly.
plane takes off. Well, tell us a little bit about your business model. You had said that there was some growth. How much of a percentage growth has there been? You've had the business now for about a year or so?
Just about a year. We made it through pretty much one season now. The majority of the clients come somewhere between October and April. See is a tremendous amount of growth, about 80% growth in a year. And the main focus of the company was to be exclusively golf and make it very easy to find us. One of the things that I enjoy the most is being able to look at how we do our marketing, how we do our sales.
One of the things that a lot of people think when they buy a business that the financials, they might be misleading.
Yeah.
How did you find that?
I think there's some truth. You know, whenever you, even not buying a business, whenever you come into a situation, you don't know anything about the history. You have to be very careful and do a lot of learning before you can make a judgment on whether the establishment you're looking at buying or whether it's a project you're looking at getting involved in or anything that's existing. Before you make a decision about it, pro or con, you have to do a lot of homework.
How did you hear about Sunbout at first as far as our acquisitions department then?
Actually, a friend of mine saw your listing on the internet. He's a professional golfer here in Thailand, and he, you know, keeps abreast of what's going on in the golf field, and he was searching through the internet and easily found Sunbelt Asia and looked through the golf businesses that were for sale, and he told me about this.
And which was unique is that you actually acquired the business that you first were inquiring about.
Yeah.
Probably 90% of the people that ask about one particular business, they usually go into another industry.
Right.
But you really have the passion about golf, as I can see. So,
well, I played golf my whole life. I never thought I'd have a golf business, but, you know, it's golf, so it's all about golf. But it is also a lot of operational details, logistics.
One of the things that most business owners that are successful, they always say, got to have fun. You have to have passion.
Yeah.
And I can see your eyes sparkling when you talk about golf.
You have to. I never worked as many hours as I've worked in my life until I bought this business. And, you know, I came here to have better balance between family and work life, and I do. The reason being is I can choose what hours I work, and when my family's sleeping, I'm working.
What do you see the future?
As far as I can see, maybe 3 to 5 years out, there's still a lot of opportunity. There's more golf courses being built, new ones plus existing ones, or adding courses onto the ones that are there. The whole North American market, North American golf market, is at least 10 times bigger than the market we're serving now.
As far as a business owner, are you glad that you made the move, or would you?
No, I do it the same thing again. I'm really glad I bought the business. I'm really glad I went through Sunbelt Asia, and I'm very happy with how things went. And if I had to do it all again, I'd do the same thing.
Mark, one of the unique things that a lot of people find is playing golf at the airport.
Yeah, kind of unique to Thailand. Believe it or not, there is a regulation 18-hole par 72 golf course in the middle of the two runways at Bangkok Airport. So you have the opportunity to experience playing golf, putting 50 meters away from a landing 747. And it is something you got to experience once in life. You know, doing what you love and being next to the airport like that is incredible.
But the first time I saw it, I was like, oh,
yeah,
amazing.
You land, you look out the window. And it's not like something out in the distance that you flew over coming into town. It's at the airport, between the runways,
right,
the taxiway through the golf course. You got to wait. If a plane is crossing a taxiway, you got to wait. You can't walk across it because you got to go over an active runway to go from hole to hole. It's an experience. Once in life, this is a unique experience. It's fun. You got to try it if you're a golfer.
Well, it was great having you here today, Mark.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me. It was my pleasure.
And if you need a professional in Thailand, Sunbelt Asia will take care of all your problems. Just go to www.sunbeltasia.com. Thanks again to Greg Lang, Radio Bangkok's Legal Eagle. I'm Bob Taylor for Radio Bangkok.
You've been listening to The Legal Eagle with Greg Lang from Sunbelt Asia on Radio Bangkok. The information and opinion provided here is general information only and does not constitute legal advice by Radio Bangkok, the sponsors, or its host. No representation, warranty, or guarantees are made that the information is complete, accurate, and current. Due to changing laws and interpretations in Thailand, listeners should not act upon the information provided without seeking legal or professional assistance.